Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. This is episode 47 that we're calling Yo-Ho-Ho and a Bottle of Rum. And as you might guess, we're tasting rum today. So we have...
Oh, I thought it was gin.
No. Yeah, see, we fooled you. So we
Yo-Ho-Ho
have...
Yo-Ho-Ho and a bottle of gin just doesn't sound right.
No. So we have... We have four examples of rum today from Barbados, Cartagena, Colombia, and Nicaragua. So this is going to be kind of interesting. We have Mount Gay Eclipse from Barbados, Dictador 12-year from Colombia, Flor de Caña 18 from Nicaragua, and Staids Rum from Barbados. So I'm Marlis.
I'm Judy.
I'm John.
And here we go. Our first sample is the one I chose today. It's Mount Gay's Eclipse Heritage Blend. And it's a 40% ABV and supposed to be crisp and aromatic. It says that right on the bottle. So I looked at the Rum Howler blog, and this guy was reasonably favorable to it. I read one other... review from a British reviewer who was not at all pleased, but it can be either sipped or used as a mixer. It's a fairly medium gold color.
That's the lighter of the
four. Our entrance today.
It has nice legs though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it does. Yeah, it's got a nice oily texture to it. The aroma is pretty alcohol heavy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd put this on a cut.
Okay.
Wow.
From the smell.
Yeah. All right. So we will taste. Oh, it doesn't taste that alcoholic.
No, it does not taste
That's
anything
interesting.
Like it. It smells.
Yeah. The Rum Howler thinks it's very complex, and... After several sampling sessions, I decided, after several sampling sessions.
You can like anything.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. You can taste just about anything. But it should be kind of dark caramel, treacle, hotter spices like cinnamon, citrus, little bourbon, dark fruit, raisins, dates. He thinks there's a little bit of tobacco in there. I know, I haven't tasted that.
Yeah, I'm not tasting the tobacco.
It is tasty, though. You know, I'm not a big rum drinker, so they're all new, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I like it. It's definitely got some spice in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get past the, the alcohol.
I'm liking that more than I thought I would. The guy from Rum Howler also used it as a mixer and found that it went pretty well. And, yeah, there's the citrus. I can taste that a little bit more. So, long finish, hot baking spices, kicks you gently in the tonsils. I haven't read that.
I don't have tonsils.
Before. I don't either.
So that's going to be hard.
I know.
It's been a long journey to get to those tonsils.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm actually... not enjoying the finish very much.
As much, yeah. Mm-mm. It's not, given the texture and the flavors to begin with, I would have expected more of an aftertaste or more of a lingering.
Well, I do have a lingering. I'm just not liking it. I don't know. I'm trying to place it. It's almost chemical-y to me.
Okay.
But that just should be my taste buds, you know? I might taste it another day and it'll be just fine.
Yeah. As I remember, it was about $40 at Total Wine. So it's not outrageously expensive. And if you enjoy rum,
look it up. And that would be, for me, a good mixer because I'm not really... Because then whatever you mix it with will, especially if it's sugary, will take care of that there chemically thing at the end.
Yeah, and I'm getting a little of that, too. I was actually thinking the same word, chemically.
Chemically?
Yeah, I was
making
up the same word.
I'm not sure it is a word, but,
I was making up the same word you were, though. But
you know, I'm a librarian. I can make up words.
I like it on the whole.
Right.
You know, even for a first sip, I think it's still, I like it pretty well. The aftertaste isn't super strong, but there's a little bit there.
All right.
Next is the
Colombian Dictador.
Which John picked out.
Yeah.
John couldn't decide what he wanted today, so he picked two different ones.
Yeah.
This is one of them.
This one I picked because it's got a black bottle and, you know,
it just looked stylish.
It looked interesting, and I thought I would just check it out. And
it smells wonderful.
The other one was recommended by the store employee.
It smells like candy. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not sure which candy, but maybe caramel.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it smells wonderful.
Very
caramel,
sweet.
Vanilla,
mm-hmm.
Very sweet.
Very good aroma.
Yeah.
Nice. So, anyway, it says, the Rumheller blog says, Dictador rums are produced in Colombia on the Caribbean coast at Cartagena de Indias city. Rather than being processed from molasses, the rum is produced from virgin honey of sugarcane, which has been distilled upon a stainless steel alembic.
I need to do more research on virgin honey. I'm not quite sure what that means.
Well, and is that a term about the nectar they get from the cane, or are they running around following bees around?
Here, bee.
I know.
Look, bee, I've got something for you.
No, yes, but only if you haven't been fooling around.
Here's a dollar.
Right. You've been hanging out with the queen lately? Sorry.
No, well, the drones are the only ones that do that.
That's true.
They don't make
money. Yeah, they don't.
They're pretty useless, except for...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
We digress.
Yeah. So, the rum is produced from the virgin honey of sugarcane, which has been distilled upon a stainless steel alembic, and aged using Dictador's unique take on the Solera-style aging system. Although the rum is produced upon a stainless steel alembic, the inner workings of the still contain more than enough copper such that it functions in basically the same manner as a copper pot still.
And John, what is a Solera system?
Dictador's Solera aging system is a cascading process where younger rums are aged in oak casks and then blended with older rums. The aged rums are arranged in different flights with the oldest distilled rum on the lowest levels of the Solera. The younger rums are placed on the upper levels with the very youngest rums at the top. As the rum is pulled from the lowest barrels for bottling, the barrels are not fully emptied, and those barrels, about half full, are then topped up with rum from the levels just above. The marrying of old and new softens the fiery younger rum and provides the final blended rum with a refined smoothness and flavor not found in ordinary rums.
So the youngest rums in this are 12 years old, is what they're saying.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I'm pretty sure it says it.
Okay. I wouldn't know. But yeah, the youngest rums are basically put in at the top, and everything's pulled from the bottom.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's mingling.
There's mingling.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They mingle. It's like a singles bar.
Okay, see, now, for me, that doesn't taste as good as it smells.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we have, like, the opposite here.
Yeah, it's not awful. It's just not, there's not the sweetness or the caramel and the vanilla that the aroma promises.
I'm trying to place the flavor, does it?
There's some, like, oak, some tannin, and even a bit of leather, maybe.
I don't actually care for it. There's something about the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what it is.
It's almost got a hint of smoke.
Yeah, man. But it's not like Laphroaig smoke. It's...
No. But, it's an unusual flavor that rums I've tasted, which, you know, I'm not... You know, a widely ranging rum drinker, but
right, yeah. Bacardi is basically what we typically.
I say. I saw you know, loping across the veldt or something.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. There you go.
Where is the next rum?
Yeah, I'm not. I can't play it. Gosh, I'm really horrible at saying what something tastes like. But It almost tastes grassy. Which, if you've heard me talk about that New Zealand wine from the Marlborough region.
Oh, yeah.
Which tastes like grass and tobacco and is really hideous. Yeah. It's hideous. Well, to me, I this thing gets hideous.
People like that sort of thing.
Yeah, smokers. So, yeah, it kind of reminds me, that flavor kind of reminds me of that. So, I hope you'll like it, hon, because you're going to be drinking that bottle.
Okay.
Well, you can mix it with many things, too.
That's true.
You can make rum punch.
I'm not sure I want to ruin my Coca-Cola with it.
Bad. All right, sorry.
Now look who's being judgy.
I know. Yeah, which is, it's one of those things, but I think part of my reaction to it, which is about the same as yours, is that it smelled so enticing.
The aroma is really
like,
nice.
You know, rum dessert or something. And then it's like,
I feel like a goat out in the pasture. Eating grass.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I'm like, well, I wouldn't go that far.
You don't look like a goat.
No
thank
goat.
Thank you.
That's the nicest thing anybody's said all day.
I know. It just goes to show. Yeah.
Well, right. The Dictador price point is 51. The base price is $51.99. Mm-hmm. Plus the lovably.
Yeah.
I've only had two sips of drink.
Yeah, I know. Right.
The taxes and fees in Washington make it much more than that.
Yeah.
All right. So are we ready to move on?
To the Flor de Caña.
The Flor de Caña from
18 years.
From Nicaragua. And it says that the Flor de Caña and this is the 18 year, did we say that already? Has a history of rum production, which is dated to 1890 in the San Antonio sugar mill. And I have no idea what that says. Nicaragua. What is that?
Chichigalpa.
Okay. What she said. The company was founded by Francisco Alfredo Payas. I'm guessing is how it's pronounced. And today, over 120 years later, the company is headed by, you can tell somebody English is their second language, or is a, not their first, is headed by the fifth generation of the Payas family. This is part of the company's ultra premium aged rum collection. This is a well-aged rum with the number 18 on the label, representative of the average age of the rums in the blend. So this is a blend with some variation in the actual age based on blending to a consistent flavor profile. They say that it's a sipping spirit, but the reviewer the Rum Howler blog, it is our friend today, says that he also said it was excellent for high-end cocktails.
Oh, okay.
So, let us give it a whirl.
Now, I have to admit, I have a history with Flor de Caña. I had friends who went to Nicaragua for quite a bit, for a while, and they would sit at the small neighborhood restaurant looking out at the water and drinking Flor de Caña. So, yeah, it doesn't have a great aroma.
No, the aroma is horrible. So, we're expecting the
do you think it's horrible?
Yeah.
I like it. Well, it's light, but it's kind of sweet.
It's like there's a fruit or a preserved fruit.
Look,
or something.
I am not bowing down to peer pressure.
That's all.
Hey, you can.
Yeah, but there's something here. It's kind of alcoholic.
I'm just not very well pleased today, apparently.
No.
I'm gonna have to try all these tomorrow and see if I like them. But the aroma, I haven't tasted it, which I'm expecting it to, I'm expecting it to
be good,
be really good tasting because I don't enjoy the aroma.
Almost cherries maybe, or something, maybe a dark fruit. I don't know.
Maybe my sinuses are bad.
I don't know.
That could be. It's not super
it's interesting.
Strong tasting or smelling.
I think I like the other Flor de Cañas I've had better, but this definitely has some kind of fruit in it that I can't pin down. Like
I like the flavor. Does it say on the bottle what alcohol percentage it is? I haven't actually said that about any of them yet.
40%.
40%.
Carbon neutral certified. Fair trade.
That one I like.
It's good that my rum is carbon neutral certified.
I know. Hey, yeah.
It's it important. Improves the flavor immensely, mm-hmm. I'm quite sure.
But not the aroma.
okay.
Let's see if there's anything else interesting to say. I really did have a great plan of coming and having everything written down and doing a good job of my research, like a good librarian should, and I fell flat on my face. Okay.
This is nice.
It does have a spiciness to it. I like that. Yeah.
There's some kind of tropical fruit. I don't know if it's a little bit of pineapple or something, which I usually don't like, but I don't mind in this.
Well, now I think the aroma is good. So maybe I still had some of one of the other ones in my nose.
And... That's it. Maybe you grabbed the wrong glass. No, I'm kidding.
Yep. She was good.
Let's see. There is a lightly bitter flavor of poplar, as in the tree. Not popular, but poplar sap and tobacco, keeping the mouth dry and heated. And as he says, I let the rum breathe, the butterscotch sweetness grows slightly in intensity, providing a nice foil for the dry, spicy bitterness. Is that what you're...
Yeah, that's what I was.
He can also taste a ribbon of orange peel and vanilla.
Okay.
Just a ribbon. How do you know that it's just a ribbon when you taste it?
Just a little bit.
I know I'm being extremely literal here,
I know. Well, you know.
Thunk. Excuse me.
Not only are they drinkers, but they are writers. So they get to, you know, they get to use poetic license.
I suppose. Okay. This review is by Chip Dykstra, a.k.a. Arctic Wolf.
Well...
Must be good. John and Marla should pour in more.
Yeah, we do like this one.
I kind of drank a little too much of that one, too.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
It's tasty.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I like that. So far, that's my favorite one.
I think it's interesting that we've only done one other podcast with just rum. And two of the four that we're doing tonight are the same
distilleries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Mount Gay and the Florida Caña.
Though I think there were 150 different rums at Total Wine. So
it's
amazing that we gravitated to
the same. And there are many
from
each of those two distilleries too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just turned out that two of them happen to be the same distilleries.
And none of us are typically rum drinkers. So, I mean, when I visited Barbados, I went to the rum distillery and took a tour, and that was really cool.
That was Mount Gay.
Was it Mount Gay?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my goodness. This smells very... Okay, sorry.
Oh, wait. And just to end my little segment here on the Flor de Caña, it was... The base price is $64.99 with all the taxes and fees. It was $81. We spent money like we got it today.
I know.
We're pretending.
We don't have it anymore.
That's right. So, last but hopefully not least is.
You know, I really like the smell.
Stade's.
Rum.
Rum, and I'm not sure. It says down at the bottom. It says Bond Number 8, and I don't know if that's a particular rum that Stade's makes, or
I think it stands for where they keep it, what warehouse it was in.
Oh,
anywho, let's see. Stade's, and I'm reading from cocktailwonk.com. Stade's, a new Barbados rum brand emerges. And let's see, it says the West Indies Rum Distillery has announced via their Facebook page the imminent arrival of their first branded rum, Stade's Rum. Tagline, mellowed by the sea. As many readers of the site know, the West Indies Rum Distillery is owned by Plantation Rum. And that was another one I was looking at, was Plantation. I was considering getting one of those, but, you know, hey, off topic here. What is notable here is that it is not a Plantation Rum release. Stade's is entirely produced and bottled in Barbados. There is no secondary cognac cask aging, as in the Plantation line. We'll get to the technical details below. Well, maybe not.
Well, we won't.
That'll be a little too technical for me. But anyway, so apparently it's owned by Plantation Rum, but is not made the same as Plantation Rum.
It has a lovely label, however, with palm trees.
No, it's a really nice
and
label.
And a blue sky, and it has this little, you know, blurb about Staed's rum on the side, and they really should, and I say this as a certified old person, they really should make their letters a little larger.
It wouldn't fit.
Well, because I'm reading, and I'm saying, his dream was to apply his technical penis to making the world's best rum. And it's technical genius. There is no mention of penises in this rum.
But, except by Barlas.
Well, yes. I'm like, I'm reading along, and it's like, what? What kind of person puts that on a label?
I know, right? The nerve.
And how technical can it be, for God's sake? Yeah.
Oh, man.
I might have to give that some thought.
Here we go. So, another explicit rating.
And you notice they've all been done by Marlis.
No worries. That's all good. Mm-hmm. Oh, so, anyway. Yeah, what is the, what's the alcohol in this guy, ABV? Does it say? Yeah, that is some tiny print. Holy moly.
I know.
Okay. I don't know.
Does it say in the, sometimes they say it in the review.
Does the bottle say? I am not seeing it on the bottle. There it is. Oh, man.
43?
Skinny print. Yeah, 43% alcohol by volume. So anyway, yes, 43%. The price was
$26.99 is the base price.
$26.99, wow. Yeah, for a bottle of this, which isn't bad, yeah.
It's an interesting smell, not like any of the others.
Mm.
To me, it's a little medicinal, like camphor or something.
It is, yeah.
I'm going to stay quiet on this one.
No, tell us what you think.
Oh, I think it smells hideous. What is wrong with me today? It truly,
You have an oppositional nose
today.
I'm going to
take a sip, but if I wasn't doing this podcast and I smelled that, I'd be like, nope, mm-mm. I think it's the worst aroma of all four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say it does smell medicinal. There's, I can't.
Think. I can't. Oh.
What, I have smelled this smell
like,
before.
Oh, it smells like a Band-Aid. That's what it smells like to me.
I'm not that.
Woo.
It's just kind of. Yeah, not, the taste.
But it probably tastes great.
Well, let's taste it. Let's see.
Just put a nose pin on before you drink it.
Hmm. Well, you know, it's not like...
Actually, it tastes a lot like it smells.
Wow.
What's really funny is the worker guy at Total Wine, mm-hmm. This is his favorite rum. Oh, it is so wonderful. It is the greatest, greatest, greatest. I'm like, which is why we bought it.
Right.
What do you
well,
think?
And, you know, everyone likes different things. Yeah, it's a little acid or something.
I feel like I just drank a Band-Aid.
Having not drunk a lot of Band-Aids in the past, I am unable to compare this, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
It reminds me of a little bit of cough medicine.
Yes! Yes, that's it.
Yeah. It's that,
there's that
cherry cough medicine.
Yes!
Right.
So yes. I'm going to say... Unfortunately, Staed's is our least favorite.
So far, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So far. We only have four, Marlis.
Oh,
we're near
right.
the end.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so what is everyone's favorite then?
My favorite is the Flor de Caña.
I think mine too. Although I kind of like the Dictador. Okay, now I have to taste it again.
Dictador is the one that, that's my favorite aroma.
That's right. And we didn't like the taste as well.
Yeah, the Mount Gay to me smells like a sock, but it tastes good.
Clean sock or dirty sock?
Probably a dirty sock, yeah. clean sock. Doesn't smell like a fresh laundry, no.
No.
The Dictador.
It's okay.
It smells like brown sugar.
Again,
well, you know.
Yes, but it's not as sweet as it.
Yeah,
as
that's
it.
True.
I guess I have to have some more before we put water in. This the Dictador is the one that to me smells a little bit... like, I don't know what I said earlier, but right now it smells a little bit like grass.
Oh. I think that was one of the others.
That was the one you said tasted like grass.
Was it?
Why? I think so.
Why is the top sticky?
Because it's made out of rum? I don't know. Or it's made out of brown sugar? Or sugar cane? Whatever.
Keep going. Yeah. Well,
the top isn't made out of brown sugar.
It's made out of socks?
Or whatever.
I don't know. Oh, my.
It's made out of socks. Sticky socks.
No.
Now, for those of you listening, all four of you,
and the two that have turned off recently.
Yeah. if you really like rum, you should try these yourself. Get a bunch of people together this summer. Have them each bring a fun rum.
Or go to a bar and see if they have these.
Fun rum.
So you don't buy a whole bottle.
Yeah. And see what you think. You know, we are not basically rum drinkers in general. So, you know, we may be way off in terms of what rum aficionados
What rum's supposed to taste like.
Yeah, there is that.
So we still are very bereft in that we cannot get the rum we had in Belize.
Oh, was that? Do you remember?
Old Master.
Yeah.
It is really good.
Man, they would serve that. I would just drink it neat right out of the glass. It was excellent. I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, it was really good. We had many shots of Old Master.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And of course, in Belize, pretty much everything is pretty inexpensive.
Well, it was that was $1 or $2 or something a shot. But, you know, Belizean money is half of American money. It's pinned to the dollar, 2-1. So, the drinks were cheap and
the rum was
good. The rum was really good,
And we did buy a bottle.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
But
we brought it back.
Well, sort of. It got to Houston. I think that's where you put it.
Yeah.
No, what you did, because you carried it onto the plane.
That's right.
In Belize, because we bought it in the duty-free shop. And then when we got to Houston, we had to change planes. We had to go through
customs.
So John put it in
luggage,
one of our luggages. Mm-hmm. And apparently somewhere it burst open.
Well, it was a hard-shelled suitcase, too. How did they do that?
And when we got
crushed it.
Where they threw it off the plane.
It was broken. It wouldn't even close anymore.
Yeah. Well, and all we had was like a shard from the bottle in our suitcase. And I had somebody else's dentine gum. And my hiking boots were missing. So, anyway, apparently Belize is where you can get Old Master. There might be another, South American country where you can get it. But
I said South America.
Central America, right. That's true, because they're Central America.
It borders with Mexico.
Right, and maybe in Mexico. But
we
don't typically travel to those places. No. So maybe we'll just have to go back to Belize so we can...
Yeah.
And
maybe you can get it in the UK, because it was a former UK or British colony.
Oh, that's true.
So they might sell it.
Maybe Old Master, if you can get that, if you can go to Belize and get it, or UK or wherever, if you can find it, we both loved.
If you can find
Old Master,
it's good.
But we can't find it to have it on to see if we still think it the same thing.
Yeah.
So okay, are you just chugging? What are you doing, Marlis?
I'm drinking. So we added just a little bit of water.
We're trying to decide on our favorites
to all of our four. Oh,
did we?
Did we?
No, I didn't. You did.
I did. She did.
I don't want to add water to these. These are good.
Okay, you don't have to. Yeah, the water so far, I'm just tasting the Mount Gay Eclipse, and the water hasn't done it. And I just put an itty bit in. Water hasn't done it any favors. It's...
Yeah.
And now the Dictador.
No.
I love that name, and it's a beautiful bottle.
It is a beautiful bottle.
I will say that. And it's
I think the name is kind of appropriate these days.
Mm-hmm.
Dictador. As in dictator.
Yes. Unsure if we want to support it, actually, but... Mm-hmm. Oh, it still smells wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Jeez. Tastes a little sweeter to me than it did before.
I think it is sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
It's either sweeter because it's had time to breathe more, Or because the water brought it out.
Yeah. So if you get someplace and you get a shot of Dictador, add like just a little bit of water or like one little ice cube and then see what you think, because it may make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Still a little bit medicinal.
One of my favorite restaurants here in Olympia closed during the pandemic.
What did? I'm sorry.
Favorite restaurant?
Yeah.
Dillinger's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a rum room. They had a wonderful rum selection.
I never got to go to the rum room before
they
closed.
It was so nice. It was so nice. And they had Florida Cognac. So, you know, it was just, you could just sit there and feel exotic.
I like the aroma better right now of the Florida Cognac. Mm. And I don't know if just my nose is improving or if the water may have improved.
That's right. Drink more rum, your nose will improve.
No. Sounds good to me.
Your nose becomes happier as the evening goes
right.
on.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh, this is good. Yeah.
Okay, so this is the Florida Cognac. Oh yeah. Well, no. See, the aroma is not my favorite thing about this.
No, their aroma was mm-hmm. not
really.
It's a little medicinal.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't smell like a Band-Aid.
But the taste is lovely. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know that it needed the water.
No, it didn't need the water.
Yeah.
I'm still smelling brown sugar. But hey, that's me.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently I shouldn't follow my nose wherever mm-hmm. it goes because it isn't very reliable.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, you know, the lesson for those of us like me who don't drink a lot of rum is that I associate it with mixed drinks. Mm-hmm. You know, the Mai Tai, the rum punch, the Coke and rum, the, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Which are all very sweet.
Pina coladas and then a rum?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't drink mixed drinks, so
no,
don't.
You know, and I don't like a lot of sugar, you know, so I always think that rum is going to be sweeter than it is, given that often it is presented with many, and it's made from either molasses or sugar cane, honey, whatever that may be. But so I'm always thinking, oh, it's going to be really sweet, and then it's not, and I'm like, how did that happen? Mm. Where actually, that's the way it is.
Yeast has that effect on. Sugar, it eats the sugar and turns it into carbon dioxide and alcohol.
I saw one of these that I think was on one of the reviews. It said sugar free. I'm like, okay,
no sugar left.
Yeah, I guess that works.
It's all gone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we used it all.
Yeah, and the stays with a little water is still stayed. You know, it's not horrible. I wouldn't throw it out and stomp on it or anything.
Definitely going to take these on our vacations coming.
And hope that other people drink them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I perceive your meaning.
Maybe we should do another episode on spiced rums. Spiced rums are pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never... Yeah. Okay.
The States, I don't know. I'm getting grass on that one. What are you getting? I mean...
Band-Aid.
Yeah.
How many of you spent time eating Band-Aids, for God's sake? You know,
it's
really?
How I imagine a Band-Aid taste.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's the smell.
That's what it is.
I'm just talking about the smell, so mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the smell. Okay. I was talking about the flavor.
Yeah, I'm kind of joining the Band-Aid camp here. Yeah, not
and, really. But that's the one you guys said you thought tasted like cough syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me a bit of cherry cough syrup. Yeah.
There's first aid involved somewhere.
No, that was
in
your
this
IPA,
rum.
Your cherry IPA, IPA you made or whatever. Oh,
yes,
cherry stout.
Yeah,
cherry
I did stout. Make a cherry stout once, that
and it
was
tasted
so
like
heinous.
NyQuil.
It was horrible.
Really?
Yeah, it was the worst.
He tried so hard to drink it.
I wanted to be able to drink it, and I even drank like a couple of bottles of it. But you know, you make 5 gallons, or you
know,
and he pours the rest out.
Yeah, yeah, it's like okay, this is going.
It tasted right. a lot like
it was
NyQuil.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We should have just kept it for when we have colds.
Yeah, there you
mm-hmm.
go.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
might have helped.
Mm-hmm. Well, alcohol would have put us up to sleep anyway.
Right.
Anyway, okay. So
right.
I think my favorite is still the Florida Cognac.
Yeah, it's
good. I just really am not fond of most.
Well, I think, you know, again, if you like rum mixed drinks... The Mount Gay, I think, would be fine. And even, excuse me, the Dictador. You know, it stays, excuse me, it depends on what kind of mixed drink you're building. If it's got a lot of citrus in it, mm-hmm. you know, or some really strong fruit, it might be just lovely. And again, those of you who love rum need to try several of these because we are not
rum drinkers.
You know, we say we're not experts on scotch. We are even far less expert on rum.
Yes, so, way far less.
Yeah, keep this in mind.
Mm-hmm. Take what we say with a grain of salt or two.
Mm-hmm. Or a slice of lime and some pineapple juice and, you know, various other things.
The flor de caña, I really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so me too.
But the aroma wasn't that great, but
I think it's good too, though.
The Dictador has.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you want to make fruitcake or something for Christmas and give it to people, soak it in that Dictador. That's very tasty. Very smelly. Very, very nice smelling. I'll stop now.
It's very smelly.
It's very smelly.
You'll love it.
If you want to make a fruitcake for someone you don't like, use the stage rum, and they'll think you've just given them a Band-Aid.
I know.
There you go.
They will slap it on their head.
I think I need to go back to Total Wine and tell that guy he's nuts.
Discern his rum drinking history before you decide that.
I'm just kidding. I would not do that because, you know, everybody's taste buds are different. I was just joking. Well, and I am not rude. If he like came up to us and said, "I remember you. I suggested you get that stage. How'd you like it?" I'm like,
"Dude, you suck."
No. We would think that in our head. I would think, "Dude, your taste buds are messed up." Uh-huh. But I would say it was okay, but it's not my favorite. That would be the most I would. I would say,
and I think that's what we should leave it as.
Everybody's got different taste buds, so you know what? Try it.
I heard that somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Where?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's like with any kind of
whiskey.
Maybe
on our podcast.
You just said it like 30 seconds ago.
That's true.
Anyway, go ahead. But with any kind of whiskey, people like different things, and it's like it's a totally individual thing. So you find the rum you like, and you have a good time with
it. And you defend it to the death.
I am Spartacus.
No, that was not Spartacus, Marlis.
I'm sorry.
It was Star Trek.
I was defending it.
What's the name of the episode?
Would Stades wear a red shirt?
In our podcast, yes, it would.
We would put a red shirt on it.
We would put a red shirt on it.
Oh, my God.
What was the name?
Amok Time.
Is that where that song came from?
That's right.
That's the episode. The original Star Trek series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now the Anvun.
All right. I think it's time to wind this up before we become even nerdier than we are now.
So not possible. No. It's okay, though.
Yeah. I know.
All right.
And just remember the technical penis from Stades.
Oh, please don't.
Yeah. No.
I think.
Well, no wonder it tastes awful.
Oh, no.
So maybe the penis was wearing a condom.
Oh, God. Okay. Don't even go there. No. Stop. Now, Judy. I think. I've given up thinking. I think we should close this episode. Thank you for listening.
We'll return to whiskey.
Yeah.
We're better.
I think
possibly four rums was one too many.
Yeah. Also a possibility. Yeah.
I didn't even drink them all.
So, you know,
I did.
Yes.
That was probably a mistake.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for not tuning out. If you tuned out, I understand.
Yeah.
You know.
Bless you.
Yes. And have a great evening.
God, I'm fine.